Young, Tacoma Park, Maryland, July 19, 1904. Mr. Young, my dear brother, I am very glad that you have been impressed to send some money to the work in Washington. I now wish to ask you if you could lend me $1,000 to be used in bringing out some important books. It will be a great favor if you can do this. I am anxious to get out some new books, and I need money to assist in their publication. The Ministry of Healing is now almost ready for the printer, and I am anxious to get it before the people as soon as possible. It is needed in the field. The world is to be warned. There are still many new fields to open. There are many cities to be worked. We stand before the world as God's denominated people, and we must do our appointed work. We are not to obey the principles of the world. We are not to conform to its customs. We are to be a peculiar people, zealous of good works. We are seeking to secure land in different places where our workers can have buildings of their own. The formation of the people of God into visible societies gives them marked power. We do not design to make large, conspicuous centers, but as God's standard bearers, we are gathering together, and the work is going on. Sanitariums must be established, schools started, and meeting houses built. For the present, we are to center our forces on the establishment of our work here in Tacoma Park. From this place, the light of truth is to shine forth in clear, bright rays. It is essential that light be added to light to accomplish the object that God desires to have accomplished. When believers are gathered together in church capacity, they are placed on vantage ground, where they can stand independent of the world. For many years, there was nothing in the city of Washington to represent our faith but a small meeting house. During the past 2 years, another meeting house has been bought and paid for. This building has been rededicated since we came to Washington. It stands in this important city as a representation of another world than this, the kingdom of heaven, of other laws than the world honors and obeys, of enjoyment and power of a higher order than men possess, of a faith of which Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. I thank God that we have this commodious meeting house in Washington. It is a memorial of God's truth, a sign that He has people who keep His law, acknowledging Him as the supreme ruler. How important it is that we should reveal in our lives and in our work the self-sacrificing spirit of Christ. Not one thread of selfishness is to be drawn into the web. We are to wear the yoke of Christ, ever showing a readiness to deny self, living a life which in its purity and holiness stands out in vivid contrast to the selfishness of the world. God's law is eternal, unchangeable, immutable. It is an expression of His high authority. Upon us rests the responsibility of obeying the word of the highest potentate in heaven. Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, He declares, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations forever. Exodus 31, verse 13. Human beings are to bring themselves into entire conformity to God's holy law. The cross of Calvary is to be to them a perpetual memorial of the nobler world. By faith, they are to see Him who is invisible. They have enlisted in Christ's army, and they are to come out from the world and be separate, loving not the world, neither the things of the world. They are to set their affections on things above. They are to represent Christ in character. This is the special charge that has been given them. They are to live in this world as men and women, waiting only for that perfection of character which will enable them fully to represent the Savior. How important, then, that they should stand out in bold relief from the world, beseeching men to be reconciled to God.